As we move into our time of prayer today, I'd like to lift up a few concerns that I have that have been shared with us throughout this week. Our prayers are with Benjamin and Janet Martin, sister and brother-in-law of Leroy Horst. Prayers of healing for both of them as they navigate health concerns. We also keep the Gilbert family in our prayers. Rick Gilbert, who is the father of Ricky Gilbert, father-in-law of Jen Gilbert, passed away on Wednesday morning. We pray for Rick's surviving wife, for Jen and Ricky and their whole family as they travel to West Virginia to be with family and as they deal with this loss. Our prayers are with Jean Beggs, who will have surgery next week. Lil Panachida has asked for prayers for Jeffrey Moore, who is a 34-year-old orthopedic resident at the University of Pittsburgh who contracted COVID-19. He was released on Wednesday night after his second hospitalization and is recovering at home. So we give thanks for that and prayers for continued healing. And our prayers are also with Bob Sakaitis. When we record this on Friday, as of today, he was drawing close to the end. So we keep Bob, his wife Betty, and their family and friends in our prayers. Bearing in mind that, of course, we all come to this time with our own joys and concerns, with names and faces and situations on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now as you join me in prayer. Loving God, for all the good that is sown in this life, we give you thanks. For family, for friends, colleagues, neighbors, and strangers who nurture us, that the love of God might grow within and around us. We pray that your love, your word, like a seed planted, may grow to produce good fruit in this world. We pray that our hearts become places where your hope might take root. God, we pray for all those who have been lifted up among us today, for those who suffer from illness or dis-ease of mind, body, or spirit. Restore all those whom we carry in our hearts to fullness of life and fullness of health. We pray for those who serve in harm's way, those who live in dangerous places, those who live in fear, those who worry about employment and bills and food, those who struggle just to feel a sense of security. May your loving presence bring peace and safety to all people. God, we pray for those who are dying, those who we have lost. Send forth your comforting love. Console those who grieve. May the comfort surround us like a blanket around our shoulders. May your peace be like a hand to hold. God, we pray for those in positions of leadership in the midst of a time when good leadership makes all the difference. May they lead with strong hearts and generous spirits, with compassion and justice and mercy, with wisdom and with grace. May they see the face of Christ in each one whom they lead. God, we pray that your love, your word, like a seed, may grow to produce good fruit for the world. And we do pray that our hearts become places where your hope might take root. God, hear our prayers this day and every day. Amen.
As we seek to be sowers who live our lives and serve in ways that honor our Creator, I offer the challenge we've been offering now for several weeks. As we go out into the world, may we go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. And may God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.